720 WGN, high atop Chicago, typically in the Skyline studio, but here live in person at Windy City Smokeout, the premier festival when it comes to barbecue and country music connected, along with a little bit of beer and tens of thousands of fans. And this is the first one of these festivals, the first festival in a city known for great celebrations to come back since the pandemic, bringing fans back, festivals back, and barbecue back. And it wouldn't be a Windy City Smokeout if we didn't have Pappy's from St. Louis, our neighbors to the south, and the pitmaster Brian Scroggins is here. Brian, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. And the event wouldn't be as great as it could be without you guys here, without what I will say, I will contend, the best ribs on the planet Earth, right? And to have them here, hopefully in reasonable quantity for people at Windy City Smokeout is great.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and we cook as many as we can to hopefully serve as many people as we can. And but there's everybody here has got great barbecue. I mean, some of my really good friends are here. We've been doing this for 9 years maybe together, and I know it's been going on a little longer than that, but my favorite event in the United States to do, hands down, bar none. I tell everybody that every year.
I know that you have a lot of fans all around, people that love barbecue. They understand and love and recognize what Pappy's is all about. But this is also an event that brings in tens of thousands of people that are country music fans that may not be aware of the magic of Pappy's. Do you ever kind of think to yourself that some of these people get surprised and they don't understand what a luxury they have? This is not a concert with concession stands. This is some of the very best barbecue from around the country that these people get to enjoy with the music.
I would say I'm definitely grateful for the reactions we get for the people who've never had the food before. I'm always grateful, though, you know, the people that come to St. Louis, they eat at the restaurant, they stand there and wait for the food just because they know I'm not going to St. Louis, but I can get it here. And I mean, it's a great feeling, and I'm sure it is for everybody else that's involved in it. But I'm always surprised, you know, as soon as it gets going, you know, which will be in the next hour or so, how long the line gets, and I mean, how fast the food moves. And it's just, I said, it's an incredible event. The music's always awesome. It's just a great time.
Just as you are an ambassador for barbecue, we have done a number of shows and often highlight great family road trips. And we'll bring up St. Louis, right, as one of those things. And you guys, I don't know if the Visitor and Tourism Bureau has it included on their site. I haven't checked it out. But I always bring up Pappy's as one of those great destinations. If you're going to stop off there, you've got to visit. You've got to get that. Is that the kind of thing where you know, obviously St. Louis, and you're serving the greater St. Louis community and events that you go to, including this one. But does it ever surprise you, like, how far people will travel from other states or whatever just to see you there?
I would definitely say that always surprises me. I met people from New Zealand that were just coming to the States, and they end up in St. Louis, and they're like, we had to come to Pappy's. And it's like, really? This is, you know, the Anheuser-Busch, the St. Louis Arch. I mean, there's so much there to do. You know, Grant's Farm, and then we're at the top of the list, and it's just like, I mean, it's a blessing, because I mean, I originally opened the place with my partners back in 2008, and I can remember when we were lucky if we saw, you know, 12 people in a day, and now, you know, we see just lines out the door. And you know, last year was pretty painful, but it came back pretty strong this year, and it's great to see people from all over traveling again, and you know, stop in and talk. And in fact, one of the guys here, Jordan Wright's got a place in, can't remember who he's cooking with right now, but he's got a place in Arkansas. I met him. He just took his kids out of school for a couple days, come up for a St. Louis baseball game and check out Pappy's because he heard so much about it. And I was just like, you gotta be kidding me, man. You got your own restaurant, you came up here to check us out? In fact, the first day, you know, we were here, he came over and said something, and I've been trying to find him ever since. So just to go back and see what he's up to, but I just can't remember who he's cooking with.
This is one of those things. So it's been a year and a half, and this event has been anticipated by people in Chicago from all over the place, from all over the Midwest or wherever they would travel from for the longest time. So people have missed it. You've also, just because of the nature of the pandemic, have not had an opportunity to interact in person with a lot of your barbecue friends and barbecue family, right, too. So when it came to it, and you think about this, you get up here, is it one of the things where you're excited to see? I mean, you mentioned a couple people, but where you're like, oh, there he is. And
man, I'm gonna tell you what, this is one of the most exciting events I've done in a long time, just because I got to see all the people I haven't seen in probably 2 years because of last year. You know, I mean, we talk, we text and stuff like that, but it's not quite the same as when you get to sit down and hang out with your buddies and, you know, just talk about, you know, I mean, we all make up lies about how barbecue this and barbecue that, and then, you know, I mean, like, I mean, we just come up with all these crazy stories, and, you know, that's something you can't do over the phone and stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's just a different environment when you're in person to person with each other and everything than the people that you get to interact with. Because, I mean, for some reason or another, you know, I've never seen unhappy people eating barbecue. It's just a happy food to eat, you know. No. It's comfort food. So it's, I mean, you go to any of these, any one of these guys serving food, you know, tonight and everything, you're going to see something, but people just smiling, waiting to eat it. So
it is a food that means comfort in times of need, obviously, but also celebration.
Celebration, family, friends. You know, it's you know, what do you do on the 4th of July? You get together, you fire up a grill, you invite buddies over, get a case of beer, and you sit down and just grill barbecue all day. You know, it's one of those things, like I said, when people get together, events like this, and don't get me wrong, the music festivals, you know, it is, but it's, you know, like I said, you know, it's, you can look around right now. I mean, we're looking at them. I mean, you see just people smiling, happy, running around. I mean, nobody looks upset or anything, so I don't know.
Like you said, you get back and celebrate in the backyard, and if you've got a Brian Scroggins in the backyard, you know that you are in good hands. Chicago is known for many things. You know, it's known for great restaurants for sure, a little bit of maybe some sports, maybe some kickbacks, some political corruption. Who knows, right? Chicago is known for it. So when it comes to St. Louis, I was talking with, we covered a lot of the racing stuff too, and Kenny Wallace is a good friend who comes on, sure, on a regular basis. And so we mentioned Pappy's for sure. We also mentioned Sugar Fire gets a little bit of, yep, attention as well. They are here as well. Are you seeing it where you're kind of putting, even to an additional extent, you're putting St. Louis on the map when it comes to barbecue?
I'm one of those guys, I really don't look at it that way, you know. Like Mike Johnson and I, you know, he's a friend. We get along great. I haven't had a chance to see him. Supposedly he just flew in this afternoon. He was here two nights ago, and you know, him and I joke all the time. But there's a bunch of good barbecue restaurants in St. Louis. You know, you got Salt and Smoke. There's just a ton of good barbecue there. And, you know, it's, and of course, you know, the two most noted are Pappy's and Sugar Fire. And that's a blessing. But at the same time, I mean, there's a bunch of guys out there doing the same thing and putting their own spin on what they do. And they're very successful. It's just a good time in St. Louis, I'll tell you. You know, especially when you end up at a barbecue festival in St. Louis and you got all the guys there and they're, yeah, people coming from out of town. And it's the same thing, you know.
It's great having you guys here as ambassadors from St. Louis for barbecue, for here, for just fun. And like we said, bringing not only Chicago and festivals back, but barbecue back in a big way on the festival side for the people. So we want to thank you for all of that. Last thing, you're here. People are here. What did you bring with you? Obviously, I gotta think the ribs, but what else are people going to enjoy from Pappy's here?
You know, our baked beans are pretty great. You know, I'll say that. But the we did whole hog. Of course, they're a little different this year than what we've done in the past. But, you know, great pork sandwich off the hog, the ribs. I think most of those, I mean, people come by, you know, and they just see everybody having a good time. And, you know, that's what we try to bring anywhere we go. You know, positive attitude and a good time.
Positive attitude, good time, great food. It is all happening here at Windy City Smokeout. And so, Brian, what's the website? If people, they're going to see you here, of course, but when they want to come visit you in St. Louis, where can they go to get more information about what you guys have on the smoker, on the menu, and then how people can visit you in person?
www.pappysmokehouse.com. I mean, stop on by. We just opened a store in St. Peter's. That's where I'm at most of the time. My partner, John Matthews, he's downtown. He's here tonight. Downtown most of the time. Then my partner Nikki Puto, she's downtown most of the time. My other partner Mike Mackey, you know, any of us are great and we'll answer any questions that people got to come see us. We're all friendly, we all get along, and I don't know.
That's it. No, you're doing a great job. He is great at talking. He's a great ambassador for St. Louis and for Pappy's, but his very best gift is, of course, providing America with the best ribs, as I said, on the planet. So, Brian, thanks again for everything you're doing.
Yeah, thanks. I do appreciate that. Yeah.
Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, yeah, man, no problem. Thank you for having me.